What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles, according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Welcome back, Nation. It's time for the C-Note, Cowboys News of the Evening. The segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Okay, Warren Sharp NFL Preview is out. Read the Cowboys chapter over the weekend and noted the most interesting things to me. Warren projects to see the number one largest overall increase in schedule difficulty by a mile. They're also going to have the number three increase in difficulty of run defenses faced and the number two in difficulty of pass offenses faced. So, wow. Hopefully Javonte Williams doesn't, have any trouble producing as much as he did last year. But the number two increase in difficulty in pass offense faced, boy, your secondary better be significantly better or that could get embarrassing. How do you offset that, I think, is the question. Or do you think they will be able to offset that?
Specifically to the pass defense?
Yeah, the run defenses faced or the pass offenses they are going to face. Do you think they've done enough with the roster to make a bigger impact than the schedule difference will? From one of the five easiest schedules to the second most difficult?
Preparation will help a lot. This guy can, I think he has an idea how to dial it up. And I mean dial it up like he could sit down and kind of look at what you're trying to do with him or trying to do to him. Now, I just think if the Cowboys struggle this year, and I've said it earlier, I've said a bunch of different platforms, I felt like that if they do not have the ability to take from classroom to practice field to game field, and we start to see that all of a sudden it's not a cerebral secondary and it's not, they're not football smart
not
at linebacker.
Task.
And they, there's some things physically they're going to get beat on. But if they're a team that is not capable of doing all the things that this defensive coordinator wants them to do, they're going to struggle. It doesn't matter if it's Joe Namath or Troy Aikman, whoever's throwing the ball against them. It doesn't matter. That's the thing that they struggle with so badly is just those huge plays, but they were just so out of place.
109 explosives. Yeah, I think it was probably smart of them to get The Cardinals' secondary coach, Ryan Smith, as they signed Jalen Thompson, and Christian Parker has worked with P.J. Locke, so hopefully they can smooth out that learning curve a little bit for you. But I think the biggest one would be takeaways. And with Diggs and Bland at the height of their powers, I think we were imagining at this point in their careers we would have the best takeaway duo at corner in the entire league. That's how they drew it up. But how it turned out is the Cowboys' defensive touchdown interception ratio last year was the fifth worst of any defense in the last decade.
Wow.
Oof. Okay, the Jets were at 36-0. The Cowboys were at 35-6. And yes, it was one of the worst takeaway defenses in pretty much the modern history.
I mean, they couldn't even get like pass breakups for a while.
Yeah, they hadn't touched the football in the first month of the season.
I think they've got the personnel. I think they got the personnel to do this.
Okay.
I really do.
Really?
I think they do. I just don't feel like I say, the only thing that could hold them back is everybody they brought in the type of guy that is capable of lining up in the right spot and kind of they're asking a lot of their guys to like this play man and a half, play gap and a half. You know, they're asking a lot for that to have to happen. So I think physically they could be fine, but can you marry everything to that? And that's the thing that kind of worries me. Do you actually see them out there playing? I think they've got the players, the right players. I just don't, like I say, how football smart is everybody going to be is going to be the biggest question we're going to have.
I like their chances of having the right players, especially because what Brian said, you have the horses up front to play that style, to play that mm-hmm. technique. But I think if you have injuries on the back end, you quickly fall off a massive cliff. You quickly get back into how bad it was last year, potentially.
At corner, for sure. I think they did a good job of safety. You know, and I've said that, and you mentioned, you know, the P.J. Locke, you know, he's got comfort with Christian Parker. They know each other. Jalen Thompson's clearly a player that they identified, comes over with Ryan Smith. So, like, the brain work thing that we heard all offseason, I'd like to think CP's not saying, yeah, go get Kobe Durant if he doesn't check off that box for him. But then some of the guys that are carryovers, whether that's Bland, whether that's Revel, whether, you know, some of the other guys, there's Reddy Steward that are still on the roster previously. I mean, all we would hear about is Malik Hooker's your smartest player in the secondary. Well, I mean, now what is he? Is he still number one, or has he dropped down to four or five now? But at safety, they should be good in that area. Corner's the one that I would still have a question.
Okay, that's enough about the defense, at least for now, because there's some fun to be had on offense, and I would say,
what is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles, according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Hey, this you know, section is why they have to keep CD and GP together. Not only does it give you an offensive identity, but it makes you very good on offense in ways that we haven't seen. You know, sometimes for just for Dak's career, other times for this entire century, as the offense was the number one most efficient early down offense for the Cowboys since the turn of the century. 25 years, most efficient early down offense. The offense averaged the number one lowest punt rate for the Cowboys this century.
Nice.
Wow.
The offense averaged 2.6 points per drive, the second most efficient offense for the Cowboys this century. The only place Dak wasn't significantly better in 2025 was EPA per play while throwing from outside the pocket, which I thought was interesting. Isn't Dak a good throw-on-the-move guy historically?
At one time he was.
Is he not anymore?
I don't think he wants to... I don't think he wants to get out of the pocket.
Yeah, I think it's more of a slide and find the base and throw. I don't think it's – the things that we've seen, the waggles, the boots, those are things part of it. But those seem like the dump-offs. I know there was some times down the red zone where he made some really good throws moving to his left. But I, you know, like I said, him running and making throws, you know, it's probably something he's not as interested in doing as he once was.
Man, the Jailblazers might be back.
I wasn't sure how you'd feel about this one.
The Grizzlies are trading two-time NBA All-Star Ja Morant to the Trailblazers for Jeremy Grant and Chris Murray. So that's fascinating. They're keeping Denny Avdija.
Yeah.
And Damian
best
Lillard.
Player, right?
Avdija's probably their best player. Yeah. And we'll see. I mean, Ja Morant at the height of his powers, I think, could have something to say.
Those two could be good together if he can get back there.
About that, yeah, that is quite an interesting piece of breaking news as this NBA puzzle starts to fall into place. How much did play action help Dak Prescott in 2025?
I think a lot.
Yeah,
he generated 51.9 EPA. On play action passes his entire career before last year, he had generated 35.7. What? Oh, that was just from 2020 to 2024. So in the previous five seasons, he had generated almost 36 EPA from play action. Last year, it was 52.
That is insane, dude.
Well, I remember, I think he recently spoke, and somebody asked him about working under center, and that was an emphasis for Shoddy. Like, we want you, because I think of the play action game, but also, like, we had heard sometimes, I think there was a knock on Dak Prescott. I think you even talked about this early in his career where, you know, as soon as for other quarterbacks, not just Dak, but you turned your back to the defense.
Yeah, that was a
right
big, yeah.
Afterwards.
That was what they were kind of worried about him playing under center. That was he able to, like, take the snap and then get back, but turn his back to the defense and then find where everybody is.
And last year he made great strides
in
that area.
He made great strides in that. Absolutely, he did.
He had a total of 568 play action dropbacks before 2025, averaging 0.06 EPA per attempt. In 2025, he had 173 play action dropbacks and averaged 0.3, five times better.
Yeah.
So I think that not only goes to the volume of it, but it goes to the Pickens impact and it goes to the design of your offense just being better. Okay, when will the Cowboys stop being so penalized? They did finish the 2025 regular season with 133 accepted penalties.
It'll never stop.
Right? It never will. It doesn't matter who the coach is.
No, you could talk about it all day. And you could talk about the various coaches that have been through there, and it just won't happen.
They rank number one for offensive holding.
Yeah.
It's been this way for multiple seasons in a row now.
Yeah.
False starts. They did say the Cowboys, this is from Warren Sharp, the Cowboys have the notoriety of ranking number one in two discipline-related categories, averaging the most unsportsmanlike conduct and unnecessary roughness penalties per game last season, a major contributor to their overall elevated per-game average. And I don't even think of them as like a big hitting team or a team that's going to set the tone physically. They want to become that team. It's not like they're even getting bang for the buck. Like, they're not a feared physical team. If you're going to be playing unnecessary roughness and late hit game, then I want you to strike fear into your opponent at least.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Give me some trade-off for being the most penalized team, please.
But I need to feel like I'm watching, like, the Steelers or Ravens from 08.
Did you feel like, though, that the roughness stuff and things like that was due to, like, discipline, like in the pocket of quarterbacks?
Ooh. Yes.
That, like, going low or hands to the face or round the head.
Some of them that I think can be ticky-tack calls, but others that, like, certainly Sam Williams has had
Sam
a few.
Sam Williams
that
always
like,
comes to mind,
doing?
Yeah.
You know, that's just that's a bonehead stupid penalty. A
couple of George Pickens ones as well. Yeah. But if they could just eliminate those, and that goes to just not putting the team first, if they could just eliminate those, they would fall back closer to average in the league rankings. We got Krusty's Corner coming up next. Brian, where are you taking it?
Yeah, I've got some training camp questions for my guys. We'll do that next.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!